Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky returned to Washington Thursday as the White House sought more military aid for his nation. Zelensky met with President Biden, who's seeking an additional $24 billion in aid for Ukraine. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, his latest request comes amid congressional wrangling over new spending.
There's now a small but loud group of Republicans in Congress who oppose sending any more money to Ukraine. 28 of them, between House and Senate, announced today that they would oppose the request that Biden had made for funding, asking a series of questions about how the war effort is going and what President Biden's exit strategy is. And that does reflect what polls show about Republican voters and their increasing skepticism of U.S. spending in Ukraine.
NPR's Tamara Keith reporting. General Motors, Stellantis, and Ford are still holding contract talks with the United Auto Workers Union. As Alex McLennan of member station WDET reports, the UAW is ready to expand work stoppages at noon Eastern Time Friday if it's not happy with the negotiations.
The potential stoppages come 1 week after the union halted three automotive plants, one for each major Detroit automaker. Jameen Camper is with Local 889, which represents some Stellantis workers, standing on a picket line in Michigan. She says a better salary is most important to her.
I've been here since 95, and I've seen all the changes. In the last 8 years, no pay increase. That's most important.
In addition to improved wages, union bargaining teams are pushing for cost of living adjustments and a return to traditional pensions. Automotive analysts say the UAW could have enough money in its strike fund to make work stoppages last through Christmas. For NPR News, I'm Alex McLennan in Detroit.
Mortgage rates held steady this week, slightly over 7%. As NPR Scott Horsley reports, the high cost of home loans is weighing on the housing market.
Mortgage giant Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is now 7.19%, nearly a full percentage point higher than this time last year and more than double what it was 2 years ago. Costly mortgage rates are pricing some people out of the housing market and discouraging those who already own homes from selling and giving up their own comparatively low-priced loans. The National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes in August were down more than 15% from a year ago. The shortage of homes on the market is keeping prices elevated, though. The median sales price last month was just over $407,000, an increase of nearly 4% from this time last year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks closed lower. The Dow tumbled 370 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index fell 245. And the S&P 500 lost 72 points. This is NPR News. A federal appeals court has upheld a judge's decision to incarcerate Sam Bankman-Fried pending his trial in October. The former cryptocurrency entrepreneur faces fraud charges stemming from the collapse of the FTX exchange. His $250 million bail was revoked last month, citing alleged witness tampering. The school building in Parkland, Florida, where a former student killed 17 people and injured 17 others in 2018, will be demolished next summer. From member station WLRN, Gerard Albert reports that local school officials made the announcement Thursday.
The long-awaited demolition of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School building will happen immediately after the current school year ends. The building has remained largely untouched for more than 5.5 years, so it could be used as evidence during the shooter's trial. The interior was left as it was in the aftermath of the shooting, with jurors touring its hallways during the sentencing phase. And last month, members of Congress did the same. In between, loved ones were finally allowed to enter and retrieve belongings of those killed. The Broward County School Board has not yet signaled what will become of the property. For NPR News, I'm Gerard Albert III in Fort Lauderdale.
Media mogul Rupert Murdoch is stepping down as chairman of Fox and News Corp. For decades, 92-year-old Murdoch has influenced politics, beginning with a newspaper published in his native country, Australia. He has since built print and broadcast empires in England and the United States. This is NPR News.